During Berachot Tetvav Amud Aleph, we're holding by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if one read Shema and it was not audible to his own ear, then he was Yotze. The term Yatza often means B'di'evit. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Yatza. Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi Bar Tachlafta. He says he was not Yotze, which ordinarily means even B'di'evit. If one read, but he was inaccurate in his pronunciation of the vowels, of the letters, of the words, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yatza, Rabbi Yuda Omer Lo Yatza. Here, Rabbi Yossi is the one that says he was Yotze, seemingly B'di'evet, and Rabbi Yuda says he is not. Hakorel Mafrea, one who reads the Shema out of order, Lo Yatza, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Karavita'a, if one read and erred, Yachzol lemakom shita'a. He should return to the place where he erred. My time at Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara. What is the source for Rabbi Yossi's opinion? Michshum dechtiv Shema. Because the Pasuk says Shema, we understand that to mean Hashme lo'oznechem hashata motzi mipicha. Make audible to your ear that which you emanate from your mouth. The Tanakama Saval, and the first opinion in the Mishnah holds, Shema teaches me something else. Shema could mean one of three meanings, says the Rashba over here. Shema could mean to make audible, to hear, as a deaf man does not hear. Shema could mean to understand, as in a language that is understandable to you. And Shema could mean to obey. So over here, Tanakama says that the word Shema is indicative of the fact that one may read Shema b'chol lashon shata shomea, in any language that one understands. For Rabbi Yossi holds that Tal tishma mina, that you're right. It teaches me any language that you understand. But obviously, in order to understand, you also have to hear it. So I learn both from this. That shma teaches me that it's an understandable and audible form. Tanan hatam. We have a Mishnah over there that says, Chiresham daber ve'no shomea lo yitrom. Ordinarily, when the Mishnayos discuss a cheresh, Cheresh in Tanaic literature means one who is deaf and mute. The Mishnah here in Trumos says, if one is deaf but is capable of speaking, Hamdaber ve'ino shomea, he can speak but he cannot hear, Lo yitrom lechatchila, he should not take off Truma because we have to make a bracha. There's a rabbinic institution to make a bracha, a blessing over the mitzvah of taking off Truma. And being that he cannot hear his own blessing, so his blessing is only kosher b'di'eved. And so the Mishnah says, one who is deaf, although he can say the bracha, he should not lechatchila take off the truma of his own fruits, ve'im taram, but if he did, terumato teruma, then his truma is kosher. And this Mishnah, yeah? No. Correct. Let him have someone else take it off. Someone else who can hear the blessing, who can do it the way the rabbis wanted. Here we see a very important concept that Chazal gave importance, and maybe it's a biblical concept, but we definitely see there is importance to the mitzvah in a standalone fashion. Meaning there's importance that in this world, irrespective of me, you, or anyone else, in this world, the mitzvah be performed in the best possible way. Because logic would dictate, I have my own fruits, I'm going to take off my own truma. If God created a person with certain limitations, what do you want from him? He cannot perform the mitzvah any better than this. Says the Mishnah, I don't care that he cannot perform it any better than this and that it's his truma. I care about the fact that the mitzvah can be performed in a better fashion, and that I say that if he could only do it by the evidence, someone else could do it lechatchila, let someone else take off the truma. And this has applications in other areas of halacha, this concept. This Mishnah teaches us this concept. So now, that's not the point that the Gemara needs the Mishnah for. The Gemara is trying to figure out how it's going to align different shitot. So, the Gemara has our Mishnah, and then the Gemara quotes this Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Man Tana, who is the Tana that is of the opinion that Cheresh Amdaber Ve'ino Shomea, that a person who is deaf but can talk, Di'eved In Lechatchila Lo. He may take off Truma B'di'eved, but Lechatchila he should not. Amar Rav Chista, Rabbi Yossi. Rav Chista says, okay, that's easy, that's going to be Rabbi Yossi, Ditnan, because our Mishnah says, HaKoret Shema Velo Shmeh Elos No Yatza, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Yatza. Rabbi Yossi says in our Mishnah that he who reads Shema but did not hear the Shema with his own ears is not Yotze. So Rav Chista wants to explain, Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yossi lo yatza lagabei kriyat Shema Doraita. Rabbi Yossi says that when it comes to Kriya Shema, that is biblical. One who did not hear his own Shema was not Yotze, even Bidiyeved. Well, that's because it's biblical. Aval truma, but when it comes to taking off the truma, mishum brachahu, the problem is only the blessing, ubracha de rabbanan, and the blessing is biblical. So, velo bibracha is rabbinic, I'm sorry. And the blessing is only rabbinic, velo bibracha talya milta. And the whole idea of truma is not contingent on the blessing. So I can say that the Mishnah in truma is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. That's Rav Chista's suggested answer. Even though Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah said that he's not Yotze even Bidiyeved, our Mishnah is biblical, truma, the blessing is rabbinic, so that's why Bidiyeved, you are Yotze. The Gemara says, "Umimayd Rabbi Yossi dinma Rabbi Yehuda." Maybe that is really the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Just as in the Braisa, the Gemara assumes that the first opinion in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Just like in the second case of the Mishnah, the one arguing with Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara's assumption that is that in the first case of the Mishnah, it is also Rabbi Yehuda. Yes. Okay. Tosis on the top of Amud Beis says that being that we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara wants to set up the Mishnah like the opinion we're going to paskin like. So the whole reasoning of the Gemara from this point onward is, how can I make this work like Rabbi Yehuda? Because if the Mishnah works like Rabbi Yehuda, that Mishnah in Trumos, then I'm better off. Then the Mishnah has halachic weight. So if it doesn't, then okay, then Rabbi Yossi, we don't paskin like him. So that's the direction, that's the thrust of the Gemara, and we'll pick up here Bezachim tomorrow. Okay.